From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama makes a rare visit to the Pentagon today to unveil a new defense strategy. It will streamline the military in an era of tighter budgets, and NPR's Tom Bowman reports the new focus will be on Asia.
Now that the Iraq war is over and the Afghan war is winding down, the Pacific region will be the new focus for the Pentagon. And that's partly to keep an eye on China's growing military strength. The U.S. already is basing more troops in Australia, and the new strategy is expected to place a greater emphasis on the Navy and the Air Force. The challenge for the Pentagon will be to come up with what officials call a balanced military strategy for the entire world, at a time when the White House is calling for $500 billion in cuts over the next decade. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney campaigns in Charleston, South Carolina this afternoon. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this is the former Massachusetts governor's third state in 2 days as he pushes for the Republican presidential nomination.
Mitt Romney hopscotched from a virtual tie in Iowa to New Hampshire, where he held town hall meetings and urged voters to give him a more decisive victory next Tuesday. After just over a day in the Granite State, Romney flies to South Carolina today. That state is more of an uphill climb for him. The Romney campaign is focusing on coastal South Carolina. Voters there tend to be less conservative and less religious than inland parts of the state. Arizona Senator John McCain is traveling with Romney through this leg of the campaign. Yesterday, McCain endorsed Romney in New Hampshire after defeating him in the Republican primary there 4 years ago. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Peterborough, New Hampshire.
At least 30 people are dead, at least 60 hurt after two explosions in Shiite Muslim neighborhoods of Baghdad, Iraq. One bomb attached to a motorcycle reportedly exploded near a bus stop where day laborers gather to look for work. Shortly after, a roadside bomb exploded. Police defused a third bomb nearby. These and other attacks are stoking fears that sectarian violence may be on the rise again in Iraq. A former Israeli prime minister is facing a raft of new corruption charges. Ehud Olmert is now indicted for allegedly seeking bribes. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Jerusalem that he's already on trial on separate graft charges.
According to the indictment, millions of dollars in bribes allegedly changed hands in a series of real estate deals. One of them includes the now infamous Holy Land housing project in Jerusalem, which is considered an architectural blight and required a radical change in zoning laws. The alleged crimes took place while Olmert was mayor of Jerusalem before he became prime minister in 2006. Olmert is standing trial now on separate charges for allegedly accepting illicit funds from an American supporter and other graft allegations. He has denied all wrongdoing. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
European stock prices are down modestly today, investors waiting to see the results of a French government bond auction. This is NPR News. The Chinese state-run news agency Xinhua has made a surprise announcement about a special guest performer at the Spring Festival Gala. NPR's Louisa Lim reports an American better known for another talent, investing, will entertain China's masses.
In China, the Spring Festival Gala is the television event of the year, similar in impact to the Super Bowl. And this year, none other than billionaire investor Warren Buffett will be crooning for China. At a press conference today, one of the show's producers said Buffett had recorded a video in which he sings and plays the guitar. This will air in the online broadcast of the gala, though it's not yet clear whether Buffett will make the cut for the television show itself. In the past, he's played his ukulele and sung at the annual shareholders meeting of his company, Berkshire Hathaway. But this time, his audience could be slightly larger. An estimated 700 million viewers, including China's top leaders, watched the televised gala. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Myanmar democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi says it will be clear this year how far her country, also known as Burma, is progressing toward democracy. Suu Kyi was released from house arrest after spending most of 2 decades largely in confinement. She tells the BBC the pace of progress is slow.
I don't think it's as fast as a lot of us would like it to be, but on the other hand, I don't think it's too slow. It's slow.
That's not too slow. Suu Kyi says that she trusts Myanmar's new president, but says she can't yet trust the government because she doesn't know everyone in it. She says the country's leaders have approved her National League for Democracy to run in parliamentary elections in April. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.